Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Every black Latin...
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, today is Wednesday. It's hump day. Middle of the work week.
Good morning.
How was everybody's night last night and day yesterday? Y'all do anything cool?
Actually, I hosted this charity event, Moving Mountains, for Jamie Hector, the actor. You know him as Marlo from The Wire, and he's on that new show on, well, not new anymore, but the fifth season of the number one rated show on Amazon, Bosch. And it was a great event. Moving Mountains is actually an organization that helps kids with the arts. It's a whole charity organization, and they gave away scholarships to certain children who did really well in the program. But it's acting, singing, dancing, all of the arts. And they actually encourage kids. And a lot of the kids from that program have graduated and been on television shows. So
dope.
It was really nice to see some of the kids perform and all of that.
Nice. Now, yesterday was my son's birthday. Happy birthday, Jackson. So we just had a celebration at the crib. He's into cars. He loves cars. So we just got him a bunch of cars and just played all day. I was telling the camera guy, around after like 6
Steve.
O'clock, 7 o'clock at night, I'm kind of off social
Damn,
media.
Steve.
What?
You've been 5 years. Like I was
He's
telling
just
the camera,
guy.
Wow.
I mean, people don't. I don't know his name.
Steve, our camera guy.
That's disrespectful.
They knew what I meant. But I was telling my mom social media like 6, 7 o'clock. So it really gives me a chance to just to refresh and recharge and just do things that you don't usually do. You know, whether it's spending time, whether it's doing clean. You know what I did yesterday, which was crazy? And this is going to sound so elitist.
No,
it's
going to
sound so crazy. But I cleaned my shower. Right, and I know what you're saying. Well, you don't clean your shower. No, we got, you know, we have a cleaning person that cleans the shower.
This guy is too rich.
I'm not. Oh, it's not even that. You have most people have a cleaning service that comes once a week.
No, they don't. Most people do not have that.
Rich nigga.
I know. I don't.
No, they don't, sir.
Most people do not have a cleaning service that comes once a week.
Yeah, you do have a cleaning person that comes to your house.
Yeah, she comes once a month.
Okay, but
once a month I clean the house the rest of the time.
People,
a lot of people have a cleaning people.
As in most people in America, no, sir.
All right, well I do.
Most people that listen to us are cleaning the showers.
All right, well I clean the
showers. Everybody that's out there cleaning the showers.
I cleaned the shower yesterday, and it was so refreshing.
All right, yeah.
It was so refreshing. I really enjoyed cleaning the shower yesterday.
Get all that pubic hair out of the drain.
I don't have pubic hair in my drain. I don't know what you have in your shower. What's going on in your shower, but we don't have pubic hair in my drain.
How do you know? You don't clean it.
I know. I did clean it. I cleaned it yesterday. That's how I know I don't have pubic hair in my shower. But I cleaned it yesterday, and I really had a great time cleaning it. I played the music. It made me feel like, the reason I said it, made me feel like I was young and as a kid. You know, on Sundays, my mom used to play.
What the hell did he just say?
What?
That made him feel like he was young and a kid because he was cleaning his shower?
Can I explain or you want to cut me off?
Jesus Christ.
When I was young and a kid, my mom on Sundays used to play music and we used to clean the house. And yesterday, as a family, that's what we did. And it felt good. That's what I was saying.
I can't take this level of beigeness this morning. You know what I did this morning? I woke up and paid my Verizon bill just to pass due amount. Okay, because when I woke up, my phone was cut off. All right? When I woke up this morning, I tried to make a phone call and my phone was cut off.
Well, you need to grow up and start paying your bills.
And I had to pay my past due amount. I paid the past due amount this morning.
No, you need to pay the whole thing.
And that was that. Never. Nobody.
You know when you pay the past due, it never lasts 30 days.
Check this out.
It only lasts 15 days.
Check this out. Most people don't pay the full amount on their cell phone bill. Most people only pay the past due amount.
Hey.
All right? That is a fact.
Hey. Hey,
but, okay.
15 days later,
because we're using
to cut
our
up
money
again.
To hire cleaning services.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God!
Speaking
of rich people,
Iman Shumpert will be joining us this morning.
Yes, he will.
He used to play for the New York Knicks, then he got traded to the Cavaliers, and now what team does he play
Sacramento.
For? The
Kings?
Sacramento Kings.
Now he plays for the Kings.
And he hasn't been here since 2011. Iman actually came on the Breakfast Club. I think it was during our first year of the Breakfast Club, and it was before he even played a game for the New York Knicks. He had just got drafted.
Correct.
Fresh out of Georgia Tech, and he has not been back since because he has smoke with me and DJ Envy.
If you go y'all were talking ish about him. That's
I wasn't talking ish about him.
Yes, you were. He was minding his business.
No, it's not.
And you guys talked ish about but him. But we'll see.
He was putting out music, and I was saying that his music was whack.
Yeah.
He was a subpar rapper, so he decided to diss me in a few records. He dissed Envy in a few records.
Mm-hmm.
He first... He did have a problem.
I never heard it.
He was one of the first people to call me out, saying I bleached my skin. He said it in a rap. He said, don't worry about my rhymes if you bleach your skin.
He was telling the truth.
Love that.
Shut up.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about a really unfortunate situation. Kate Spade, the designer, is dead. She was only 55 years old. And we'll tell you about the suicide note that she left.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, game three, the Cavs play the Warriors. The Warriors lead the series 2-0, and they are playing in Cleveland.
Well, please, Warriors, just go ahead and handle your business so we can get this series over with, man. I'm tired of y'all dragging this thing out, okay? No need to drag this thing out. Let's put the Cavs out of their misery so LeBron can go figure out what he wants to do this summer.
What time is the game on tonight?
It's usually at like 8, 9 o'clock because
okay.
It's on West Coast. Actually, it's on East Coast.
It's in Cleveland.
5, 6. Yeah, usually 8 o'clock. Anyway, Kate Spade. Rest in peace to Kate Spade.
Oh, but before we get away from the Cavaliers and the Warriors, they both said they will boycott and not go to the White House no matter who wins the series. Here's what LeBron had to say.
I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anyway, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
If I was Trump, I would have tweeted out, LeBron, you wouldn't be here anyway. Okay.
Well,
need to say regardless of who wins the series.
Steph Curry also commented.
I agree with Bron. Pretty sure the way we handled things last year kind of stayed consistent with that.
And nobody's going to the White
House. If I was Steph, I'd have said, I agree with Bron. We will not be attending the White House when we win the finals.
Now, if you guys are following the whole story about the Philadelphia Eagles, Donald Trump had uninvited them to the White House because most of the players declined the invite. It turns out only one Eagles player was confirmed to plan to attend the White House.
I bet
anyway.
He was white.
Yeah, he is.
Who was it?
Nick Foles.
Yes, that's y'all guy. Yeah, that's who y'all worship. Is this your king? Is this your king, Philly?
Mm-mm-mm.
Huh? Is that your king, Philly?
Mm-mm-mm.
Donald Trump looked stupid as hell yesterday partying by himself, too, by the way.
FYI, did you see him trying to sing God Bless America? He didn't even know the words. Hello, you got to watch that video. I posted it on Twitter.
He's the type that would, create a whole scene to masturbate. Like, put the music on, dim the lights.
And you know play God Bless America.
Exactly. Make it a whole scene.
Is that what you think about the first thing in the morning?
Yes, I watched him yesterday in the gym. I was like, Jesus Christ, man, he's a party of one. For real, for real.
All right, now let's talk about Kate Spade. Really sad story. Now, she had been suffering from depression for years, according to her sister. And she refused to get medical help for it. And she didn't want to do that because she didn't want her happy-go-lucky image to be destroyed.
Yikes.
So according to her sister, Kate Spade's suicide was not something that was unexpected. She said she was always a very excitable little girl, and I felt all the stress pressure of her brand may have flipped the switch where she eventually became full-on manic depressive. She was depressed most recently because her husband wanted a divorce. She did not want a divorce, but her husband, Andy Spade, was not living at the family house. They had separated. He was living in an apartment nearby. They had a 13-year-old daughter, and Kate Spade left a suicide note to their daughter saying, B, I have always loved you. This is not your fault. Ask daddy. So she did hang herself in her...
So that little girl gonna grow up hating her father.
She did hang herself in her bathroom.
I'm not gonna sit here in front like I knew who Kate Spade was.
But you don't know Kate Spade. You've heard of Kate Spade
before. She had handbags. No. Accessories, clothing, shoes, everything.
I personally haven't. But, you know, this is a very sad story. And that's why I say you gotta be kind to people. Because you never know what they're going through. And that's why the best maintenance you can get is spiritual and mental. I want to be spiritually rich, okay? Being financially rich means nothing if you aren't happy.
Yeah, Kate Spade actually launched her handbag company back in 1993. She sold it in 2007, but then just got back in the game in 2016 because she had launched a new fashion brand that was called Frances Valentine, which was named after her 13-year-old daughter.
Where they sell her stuff at?
Neiman Marcus.
Everywhere. It's a huge brand.
It's a big brand.
Too rich for me.
Yeah. It's a very successful, huge brand.
Mm-hmm. Way too rich for me.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. You have the story of the pageant.
Miss America.
Miss America pageant.
Now, I was talking about this yesterday also. They have decided for Miss America, they are getting rid of the swimsuit competition, and they're not going to judge your physical appearance anymore because they're also going to get rid of the evening gown portion of the competition as well. So no more bathing suit competition.
Oh, God.
No more evening
gown
competition.
Let's open up the phone lines.
Oh, my God.
They're going to do a live interactive session instead with the judges and demonstrate their passion, intelligence, and understanding of the job.
800-585-1051. Now, they're getting rid of the swimsuit in the pageant and also the evening wear in the pageant. How do you feel about that?
I don't see the point.
800-585-1051.
Miss America pageant.
They're getting rid of the swimsuit and the evening gown. How do you feel about that?
First of all, I don't see the point.
Let's talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
All right, 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, the Miss America pageant is getting rid of the swimsuit and also the evening gown. Now, I guess, you know, how do they do that? The best woman in the swimsuit, is that how they do it? I never watched the Miss America pageant,
Well, there's
so I'm
all
not sure.
Different categories, and that's just one of them.
That's
so now
the
they're not going to be judged on their physical appearance anymore. They're going to be doing an interactive session with the judges from now on and talk about passion, intelligence, and their overall understanding of the job.
So no more swimsuit category, no more evening wear category. How do you feel about that, Yee?
I do feel a little bit torn about it. First of all, I don't really watch the Miss America pageant anyway, but I'm always happy when somebody brown wins the competition.
Which is rare.
You're right, exactly. So we celebrate that. But I understand it is important to some people. I do feel like, you know, sometimes these women do work really hard on their bodies, but I've heard stories from behind the scenes where they've starved themselves and had all kinds of things done to themselves just to be able to compete in that portion of the competition. So I do feel like while it was part of it, it wasn't all of it. So I do feel like some way, somehow, like these women's hard work on their physical appearance, because it is hard work.
I don't think,
you know, should have something. I don't think they should get rid of the evening gown portion.
I don't think anybody thought this through. I think this is a knee-jerk reaction to the Time's Up Me Too movement. And yes, we should not be objectifying women, but that's what the Miss America pageant
is based on. Okay, the Miss America pageant is a pageant that rewards you based off appearance. So
well, that's not all it's based on. That's a portion of it.
Stop it, man! You know good and well when them women answer real questions, they be sounding dumb as rocks.
No, they don't all sound dumb.
A lot of them have.
No, the ones
stop it.
The ones that go viral are the ones that sound dumb. But there's a lot of other women that don't sound dumb when they answer.
Most of them be sounding ridiculous when they try to sit there and have intelligent conversations.
Some of them do, but some of them is about intellect. It's about other things than just looks.
And I'm gonna tell you the main reason the Miss America pageant is okay. Well, tell me, what are they?
They do intellect. They also do...
when do they do intellect?
Community service.
It's about community service. They do...
they have a talent
portion
of it.
What's the intellect portion of the show?
They have to write an essay or a speech on certain things sometimes. They do.
Have to write an essay.
Yeah, no, Gia was in a pageant before when she was
the Miss America pageant?
She was in a... Well, not the Miss America. It was a teen pageant.
Miss America, they don't write no essay.
They did have to write essays about certain things and they have to talk about certain things that
interest them. Yeah, there's always a topic.
There's always a topic that they have to write or talk about.
And that's when they be sounding ridiculous. And also, Miss America pageant...
Stop, don't judge all the women like that because some of them are really very smart.
Well, not most of them.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't say. You don't even watch it to know.
You know
that.
Why I don't watch it? Because it's majority white women, and that's not America. The Miss America pageant is trash because it doesn't represent diversity. That's what they should be doing.
Now you're moving the goalposts.
No, I'm not moving the goalposts.
You said it was stupid. That's and now you said it. It's because they're all white women, and it doesn't represent the world.
Listen. If you look at that portion where they asked them, what do you want to do with the world? How do you want to change the world? Majority of them be sounding ridiculous.
The ones you probably hear
are the ones that sound ridiculous, but they don't all sound ridiculous. I've watched it before, and some of those women are very intelligent. They compete for scholarships and everything.
Well, pull up some good ones. Pull up two or three. Where they sounded very intellectually sound.
But I'm down with changing it from a swimsuit competition to more of a fitness competition, maybe.
What's the difference? It's the same thing.
No,
it's still objectifying your body. Yes, it is.
No, fitness
What's the difference?
Because, I mean, I do think it's important. Like, these women do work really hard. Some of them are, like, athletes.
Once again, they need
just like men have fitness competitions.
They be looking stupid too. Be out there with just underwear on, all shiny little penises.
Oh, but you watch that? Huh?
No, it just looks exactly stupid. They look stupid.
They don't show their penis.
He's talking about the look. Never mind. Rich,
you.
Hey, what's up, bro? What do you think about Miss America pageant getting rid of the swimsuit category and evening gown category?
I think it's a joke, man. They might as well come out with sweatpants and a sweatshirt. It's a joke.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine.
Yes.
Good morning. What do you think about the Miss America pageant getting rid of the swimsuit category and the evening gown category?
I think it's amazing only because, young girls in America, they need to see that kind of stuff. You know, you have to show off your body in order to be Miss America. So I think that's all.
Yeah, but you know what they should be doing? They should be showing young girls that if you're an American, you can be Miss America. Because there ain't no diversity in the Miss America pageants at all. Let's be clear on that.
800-585-1051 in Miss America pageant. They're getting rid of the swimsuit category and also the evening gown category. How do you feel about it?
What's wrong with evening gowns?
I don't know.
Because it's based on your looks. That's what they're saying.
Is it? I thought it was just the
nicest gown. So the Miss America pageant is going to be a spelling bee from now on.
So these are the...
The Miss America pageant is going to be Jeopardy. That's what we're saying.
The categories are the talent competition.
Right.
And then the presentation and community achievement. That's when they talk about community service they've done and they answer questions and do private interviews. Presence and poise, which is the evening wear, and then lifestyle and fitness, which is the swimsuit competition.
What is this intellectual part y'all talking about?
The private interviews and on-stage questions where they talk about their community achievement.
That's not intellect.
The community. Yeah, it's how you answer these questions.
I don't think that's intellect.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the Miss America pageant. Now, they're getting rid of the swimsuit category and also the evening gown category. How do you feel about that? 800-585-1051. For me, I really don't care because I don't watch it. Like, I really could not tell you what goes on. I don't know the difference between the Miss America pageant, Miss USA
Miss
pageant.
Universe.
Ain't that the same thing?
I don't know.
You would have failed at the intellect portion of this, all right?
See, they are two different things.
So Miss America and Miss USA is two different ones?
See, you would have failed.
But isn't America and USA the same thing?
See, you would have failed. It's two different things.
Is America and USA the same thing or not?
Yes.
So they have a Miss America, a Miss USA.
A Miss Universe.
I know they got Miss Universe. I don't believe they have a Miss America and Miss USA. Y'all need to look that up.
No, they do.
Dramos is into it.
They do.
Our board producer here, and he said that's what it is.
Kenya from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Which one was she in?
Miss America.
Nobody knows.
Miss America.
I don't watch
but, like,
it.
They, I'm going to tell
Vanessa
you.
Vanessa Williams was in Miss Universe. I don't freak out.
See, you don't know.
I know Miss Jamaica was in. When was Miss Jamaica? Was 2015?
Well, that wouldn't be in America.
That wouldn't be Miss USA.
That wouldn't be in America.
She was in the Miss USA pageant. What are you talking
that
about?
That would be Miss Universe.
That would be Miss Universe.
Well, Universe, one of them.
See, Jamaica's not in the United States, so
she
couldn't.
She's Miss USA.
I don't know.
I know one thing. The Miss America pageant is trash, all right? They need to be more diverse, period, all across the board.
Last year, Miss Texas, they actually loved the answer that she gave when they talked about President Donald Trump's response to the far-right violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. That went viral.
What'd she say?
And she gave a great answer to that. She said, I think the white supremacist issue, it was very obvious it was a terrorist attack. I think President Donald Trump should have made a statement earlier addressing the fact and then making sure all Americans feel safe in this country, and that's the number one issue right now.
Yeah, that means that she's a humane individual.
Now, is this a beauty pageant or is it intellect pageant?
It's both. It's a
always been a beauty pageant. It's about to be Jeopardy. It's about to be Jeopardy for white
women.
Just
ask it.
All right.
Ricky!
Hey, man. How y'all doing today?
What's up, bro? We're talking about the Miss America pageant. What do you think?
Man, I just feel like, man, we got to stop being so deep about everything, man. Like, we have to be able to sit on our couch and be like, man, she's pretty. She's just ugly. You know what I'm saying? There are ugly people in this world. And when we just can't just be serious about every single thing, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be woke every day. I listen to Kendrick, I listen to KOD, but I also be dumb and listen to Migos. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, brother.
We just can't be deep about everything, man. We have to save ourselves from ourselves, man.
I agree.
Like, for real.
And we're going to see how serious they are about evolving this thing when they give it to a woman who looks like she wouldn't even be able to make a Miss America or make a Miss USA pageant.
I think the viewership will go down, though. I think the viewership
it's
will go down.
It's been going down anyway.
Absolutely. FYI. I think, you know, people are into looks and what people look like.
And also, what is that saying about swimsuits and evening gowns? Like, what's
it's
wrong with swimsuits and evening gowns?
So
you don't wear swimsuits when you go on vacation on the beach?
I don't get judged on it. Hopefully.
Yes, you do. By people poolside. Trust me, you do. Everybody does, men and women. When you're I don't say, what are you saying about swimsuits and evening gowns? Like, I just think nobody thought this through. This is a knee-jerk reaction to the Time's Up Me Too movement that we're in right now.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, find out what former NBA player says that his penis is like crack.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. And don't forget, Iman Shumpert will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Can we replace that record with Come Through and Chill?
Huh? Okay.
Not right. Yet.
A little Miguel.
We got to really get tired
it's
of it.
Still testing well?
Yeah,
testing
it's
well?
Still testing well.
Okay.
Are you tired of it yet?
Yes.
Not yet.
I love Miguel, but I don't want to hear that record on the radio.
Come
let's,
on, Munson.
Let's Come Through and Chill.
Then we'll change it a little bit.
Okay.
All right, let's get to rumors.
In the fall.
Yeah. Winter time. Now, let's talk new TV series.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Ava DuVernay is working on a Colin Kaepernick TV series. It's going to be, as she said, something like a Friday Night Lights meets Everybody Hates Chris. So she has said repeatedly that his actions have been inspiring to so many people. She says, I see what he's done as art. Now, it's not going to concentrate on his kneeling, but it'll be more about on his high school all-state team during his senior year in football, basketball, and baseball, and all of those things.
Before he had an afro. Drop on the clues bombs for Ava DuVernay and Colin Kaepernick.
And Colin Kaepernick was adopted by a white couple not long after his birth, so I guess it'll focus on that as well.
I love when people on the same frequency connect. Two great individuals right there.
All right. Oprah is so excited about her Smithsonian honor. She said, it's nothing that can really top that right now. Here's what she had to say.
This is gold, man. May I say that in the world of things you can accomplish, being an exhibit on exhibition at the Smithsonian is not one of the things I ever thought was humanly possible. What? You know, you think about it, I could win a Pulitzer Prize if you're a writer. I could maybe win an Emmy if you're in TV. You can win an Oscar, but who can win an exhibit? I'm an exhibit!
Drop on a clues bomb for that not-so-humble brag, okay, Oprah?
You get an exhibit. Well, some of the items in the Watching Oprah, the Oprah Winfrey Show, and an American Culture exhibit will be what she wore during that 2004 car giveaway that was so famous that we still talk about to this day. Also, images from her yearbook, her 1971 East Nashville High yearbook.
Look, man, she's God's only begotten daughter. She's a walking memorial, a living exhibit, a statue that breathes.
All right, Gilbert Arenas is having some issues. A woman has hit him with a restraining order. Now, according to this woman, she's been dealing with him off and on since 2016, and recently she tried to end things for good, but that's when she claims he took the breakup badly and started harassing her and threatening to send naked pictures of her and video to her 10-year-old son. In court, she said, Gilbert told me he was watching me at my son's school and that he had just saw him go into class. He said he was waiting to get my son's cell phone number from his son so that he could send my child naked photos of me and video of Gilbert and I having sex and video of me naked.
Jesus.
Now, she also says that he banged on her door and when he came in, pushed her against the wall, demanded sex. She said she did it out of fear. She also included text messages that she says are between her and Uranus where he says... Wait till you see your naked picture. Wait till your son see your naked pictures. I'm going to start effing with your life. He has a phone, right? She also says that when she breaks things off with him, he gets very vindictive. Now, she does have a temporary restraining order, and Gilbert Arenas has, of course, responded. Now, he said, which one of you funky bitches lying on me? 99% of you hoes couldn't get me to call you back after I hit hashtag vaginas were trash. And then he said, now someone wants a restraining on me. Listen, I know my D is like crack, but don't play yourself. So
if somebody puts a restraining order on you, the last thing you should do is go to IG and put a very blockable comment up. All right.
Right. So we'll see how this plays out because they're both due back in court next month. All right. Shout out to Aisha Curry. She is going to be hosting a new ABC show. It's called Family Food Fight. It's a cooking competition series. And that should be pretty exciting. They have an Australian format of the same name. So the show is based on one that's already existing in Australia. And so they will be putting regional cooking on display. You'll see families competing for a grand prize of $100,000.
What if Aisha Curry's cooking is the reason Steph Curry shoots so well? Has anybody thought about that?
Could be part of it.
It could be part, it could be, right? I'm sure that's the majority of the food he eats comes from his wife. What if that's that right. diet is the reason
diet
that he can
matters.
Shoot from half court and make shots like with ease?
Could be.
Wow.
Mm.
Isn't she pregnant again now, too?
Yeah, I think she is.
Yes,
he's definitely got a good shooting record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now, when we come back, we're going to kick it with Iman Shumpert.
Iman Shumpert.
He used to be with the Knicks, then he was with the Cavaliers, now he's with the Kings.
With the Kings. He hasn't been here since 2011. The Breakfast Club started in 2010, so during our first year, Iman came up here right when he got drafted out of Georgia Tech before he even played a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been up here because we've always had a history of smoke. Because
Have we?
Iman wants to rap. And I've had to tell him, you know, repeatedly that his rap suck. And I forgot why. Why did he get mad at you? I don't remember. You said somebody you wouldn't sign autographs for kids or something?
Yeah,
like
he didn't want to sign some autographs for some kids.
We need to talk about all that. But I'm glad that he's back up here, you know? He's married our little sis, Tiana Taylor, so, you know.
All right. Yeah. We'll kick it with him
and
when we come back.
Wasn't he smashing Drake's alleged baby mama, too?
So you playing. Huh? That man is married.
I know, but...
Leave it alone.
I saw him responding about it on social media.
That was old. See, that's not your problem. You always want to bring up new stuff. How about people bring up old stuff about you?
So?
It happens.
My old face is all over Instagram.
You're right. It sure is. All right. Iman Shumpert, when we come back, is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
That's right. He hasn't been here since 2011, so let's get right to the show.
Why? Iman right. Shumpert.
Iman.
What's happening?
Would you smashing Drake's alleged baby mama?
Oh,
Iman.
God,
man.
I told y'all, my interactions with her was a long time ago.
Oh, so you did smash back in the day?
He said
I ain't saying I smashed. I'm just saying my interactions with her were a long time ago. She was deported and I...
Deported?
No, for real. Well, not deported. I don't know how that works. I don't know if she was deported
what you
or...
Mean she got deported. She's an illegal immigrant.
I know she was not... I don't know. I just know she had to go back to France. But she's a painter, though. Like, she cool. Like, I know her.
So she's not a porn star, for real, for real?
I don't think she was ever a porn star. I think she just did, like, you know how on World Star they do... No,
I think she really did porn.
I've never seen this.
See.
I've never seen a video of actual intercourse.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I thought she did, like, the World Star hip-hop girls.
Like, softcore.
No, like what girls do these days.
It's
soft core no
just
more.
Just turn the video on and like show your
Yeah. Have, you know, your bra ain't on, but you're covering it up. Like,
were you shocked when your
girl did it in fade? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you did it in fade?
No.
Oh, so you're a porn star.
That's what I'm No. I'm saying this.
You was topless in fade, Amon.
I was butt-ass in fade. That's what's crazy. That's why I can't even. Nah, I was butt-ass.
How can't you convince y'all to do that?
I don't know. It was very uncomfortable.
Really?
But it was
cold?
Yo, I don't want to look at that, bro.
Mom,
no, that's not her.
That's not her.
Oh, that's not
her.
That's crazy, though, Envy.
I'm just saying.
That's crazy. That's how we started this morning.
He just showed him on a video of some young lady giving fellatio.
It says it was her, but yeah, maybe not. Just,
hold on. So how did Kanye convince y'all to do a little soft porn?
It was really his director. His director was like trying to give us the creative direction of what was going on. Because really, we had did more stuff in the gym. Like, it's a bunch of stuff. I did, you know, boxing stuff. She did boxing stuff. We did, like...
Your boss here, though, bro.
Yeah, right on time. I was just asking him about some stuff, Tiana. I was just asking him about... I was asking him about Drake's alleged baby mama. I was just asking him.
You ain't got no motherfucking baby mama. It's only motherfucking... baby mama, he got his
name. No, I said Drake's alleged baby mama, not you.
He said, whoa.
Get Tiana a chair.
I don't need no chair. This ain't about me. Supposed to be in London.
Now, as we were saying, Amon, why did you feel the need to respond to the rumors that you was involved with this young lady? It was one of the things where it was like I had let a few times pass where I was like on some like, like, she was like, you ain't gonna say nothing. And it was like, if I say something, I'm, like, giving them attention and giving them a platform. And
giving the energy.
Yeah, like, it's like, gee, it's that's not, you know, that's fictional. But if I say something to everything, it looked like, yo, he bickering with people, like, he worried about, you know what I mean? So I was like, I'm gonna try and just be above things. I'm sitting here watching the Pusha Drake beef. I'm listening to the raps, and now my name is like, bro, come on, man.
Tiana, you shopping your name got well.
Come on, bro.
Too.
But it's just like, it's just like, I don't be wanting her to have to respond either. Like, she working hard. She doing what she doing. She got her music coming out. She got her clothing line with the Fade to Fit and stuff. She got the Fade to Fit workout. There's all this stuff going on.
The nail salon.
Yeah, the nail salon. I'm checking on the nail salon, you know. It's like all these good things, all this positive stuff going on. It's like I'm not finna,
negativity.
Yeah, I'm not finna do this for some Instagram models that want to promote stuff. Like, yeah, you realize that page, the one page, I ain't gonna say her name because I'm gonna give it glow, but the one page that was trying to hop off the Tristan stuff that she wasn't even involved, they tried to promote like random models after that. Like, you go to that page to look at models. Like, come on, bro. Like, and ain't nobody finna come clear my name. Ain't nobody gonna come and be like, oh, this was a page that I was trying to get.
Yeah.
Nobody says that. They click on it. It say, Iman did woo out the bam. Everybody click on it. It go up 10,000 retweets, likes, all this stuff. Everybody all on me like, oh, Tiana gonna kill you. You better sleep with one eye open. It's funny. Everybody do that. And then it's like, it'll come out that it's something, that it was some fool and don't nobody say nothing.
Oh, it's always like that. Nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
Come on, G. That's what I'm saying, but that's bogus, Joe.
I kind of feel, I don't think we didn't even address that up here, though. We didn't even bring it up, so.
He did, of course.
Oh, you did?
I did?
No, no, not the rumors. I'm talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
My bad. No. I know they would, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I was, and that's why I came up here. I wanted to tell y'all that y'all don't be feeding into a lot of that, and I appreciate that, because that look bad on my wife. Like,
100%.
People be trying to make it seem, it's like, y'all could click on these pictures and see some of these fool-ass girls and be like, come on, G, that's no disrespect, babe, but if I'm going wild out, that's how I'm wilding out.
Yeah, but you ain't going wild out.
I ain't going wild out, but that's what I'm saying. But if I'm going to do it, if I'm
going to do it, you're going to
wild out with something crazy.
I ain't
going to
do it.
You're going to wild out with something crazy.
Hold on. Stop it.
See, this is why I was trying to walk in and out. I don't want to alter his answers.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a spoiler, Tiana, because Iman did lip service yesterday, and it's going to come out Friday.
You know.
He said you should have saved him way earlier than you did. If you would have, when you met him back in 2011, if you would have just agreed to be with him, he wouldn't have to go through all these trials and tribulations.
But what's crazy is this never that easy, because he probably wasn't even the same guy that he is now.
You would have had a lot of molding.
No, you would have been dead. There would have been no molding. Because, mind you, half of these rumors come from, like, his f***ed up past. That's why I'd be like, my who mad at you? Like, somebody's really mad at you, because it'd really be like, even with the other rumors and shit, it'd be like old-ass pictures. Like, I didn't even know you when you had a bare chest. Like, you all tatted up now. Like, it'd just be
that'd
a
be
lot of
thing.
From
they
his
pulled
past.
Out a whole joint, dog, and people looked at me in the mirror with this girl with two half sleeves and was like, yo, you bogus for doing that to Tiana. Like, bro, y'all
that would have been dead.
I've been sleeved up, G. Like, I've been sleeved.
I got his location and everything. It's no way that,
we
you
see,
know.
We see you pop right over his ass.
You feel me? He ain't even off of coming.
Iman had no idea Tiana was coming. I knew.
Clearly you knew. And y'all bogus as hell.
What happened to the girl you had in the lobby?
What girl?
I showed up downloaded. Iman had a gas with me.
He was definitely by himself. But I mean, it gotta scare you, though, when you see stuff like Tristan Thompson happen. You're like, man, it's not even worth it.
Hear me? It's not, man. Tristan didn't put himself out there like that, man. That could have been from any time. you know,
whisper that
old surveillance footage,
camera tricks, and all that. Now, dog, you could edit that, edit videos, special effects.
Tiana, when the last time you snuffed him on, man?
When the last time I snuffed him,
she don't hit him.
She don't.
Right. Nope. Everybody keep your hands
up. Yeah, right. No domestic violence.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I was in the face like, okay. I hit my baby.
I wanted to ask about game one NBA final. Your ex-teammate from the Knicks, ex-teammate from the Cavaliers, gets the rebound.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it back up,
yeah,
he runs out.
Yeah.
What was going through his mind? Did you speak to him after that?
I have not spoke to him, but speaking for him right now, I could be wrong. He might get mad about this. He might not. That was the only time JR tried to do the right thing.
What do you mean?
Seriously. JR, there's so many times JR got criticized his whole career for being what makes him special. And what makes him special is JR gets in no business situations, in no business angles, and makes shots. JR got that ball and started thinking.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know why he did it for so long.
Why he just didn't call timeout? Or why didn't somebody call timeout?
But that's
team?
One of them things where he didn't. You don't want it because you don't want to call a timeout and then it be the Chris Webber situation and y'all ain't got no timeouts.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
he didn't know he had timeouts. I don't know. Normal JR looks over his shoulder, sees two people ran to Bron, and normal JR would have looked over his shoulder like, ooh, y'all picked him over me and shot that. But for some reason, he wanted to do the right thing. He didn't want everybody to be like, oh, JR was trying to shoot this. You should have gave it to Bron. Like, he was thinking about all that instead of just being in that moment. And trust me, if he get that moment again, he pulling that.
So JR plays better high and drunk is what you're telling
That's
me.
That's bullshit.
All right, we got more with Amon when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Amon Shumpert's in the building. Charlamagne?
Were you worried Kanye's antics might affect Tiana's rollout?
Nah. Tiana got an army now.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like people so much affiliate. Like, you've been on kind of doing it on your own anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah. But when all that was happening, people was kind of mad at me. They was like, aligned yourself with them. I'm like, babe, I've been signing and for like.
But they mad at the same time. They not mad, though, because at the end of the day, people still going to, like, it ain't going to take, like, yeah, they going to give you for it, but ain't nobody finna not
ain't
listen
nobody
to
mad
the
at
album.
Not.
Like, it ain't got nothing. Right. Like, she R&B, too. It ain't like she rapping on here. Like, she finna be rapping with, like, dog, she's singing R&B and making love music.
Oh, I heard some
baby making music.
Is Iman on the album? No, Iman is not on the album.
Iman has an album out right now, a project, an EP out now, which is what he also came here to talk about.
Substance abuse, and we saw on your show that you directed one of the videos as well.
Why are you talking about using drugs on this song?
That's what I'm saying. It's not for that. So it's basically the flip on that. Like, the substances that I'm referring to are people of substance. You know what I'm saying? Your family, that's a good substance. You know what I'm saying? That's things of substance that's around you. But I think the first thing you think of when you see substance is you think of, like, white Coke lines.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm big on the power in words. So it's like, with me, I'm going to go to the dictionary and see, what is substance? Any form of matter with uniform properties. All right, cool. What's abuse? Abuse is using things in vain. Of course, they're going to have the abuse of animal abuse, child abuse. They're going to have that for the dictionary. But at the end of the day, substance abuse is abusing a substance, but they don't say it has to be a good or a bad substance. It's just in so many situations we have a negative version of it, a negative interpretation of it, and it's not. So if you listen to the project, you'll start to see, like, everything I'm talking about on there is positive for any black man that's trying to have a family and build his life out.
Now, Charlamagne was critical about your lyrics before.
Always.
Now, you got the boss this time around? I actually just was talking to her on lip service,
right? So I'm talking to her, and I'm like, gee, I don't even know if you realized it, gee, but when you said that I couldn't rap and my bars was whack, right, you brought an audience to me that don't got nothing to do with me. They don't care about my basketball. They don't care about my wife. They don't care about nothing. They strictly rape my music.
Rape your music.
Rape.
I thought he said rape too. I said, well, I'm like, what?
I'm like, why is that a good thing?
rape. Okay, rape.
Why everything in the gutter was Shorty, man?
I don't know.
Nah.
Shorty going crazy. So he brought this, like, this new fan base that came to judge me that was like, like it was like a little mirror from me, like a little honest mirror. Like, okay, he said this, cool, yeah, okay. So Charlemagne here, he don't like this, whatever. He on this side, yeah. We mad at him. Angry eyes towards Charlemagne, cool. But then it brought these listeners that was like I had like all these people like, man, forget Charlemagne, keep going. Then you got these like, man, Charlemagne right, but you just need to do X, Y, and Z, and then you'll be straight. You kind of just, your subject matter, I ain't, you know what I mean? I ain't really no basketball player, bro. I ain't listening to that shit. Like, and you don't be trying to curse. That's lame. Like, real talk. But this was the honest.
That's like, life, though. You're going to have three people who like it, three people who don't, four people just going to be on
for
the
show. Sure. But I'm saying, when you originally said that, G, I was like, G, he know I could rap, Joe. I was so caught up in why he going at me instead of helping me out, right? And then I thought about it as the years went on, as I got a little older, and I was like, gee, there's real life people that is only listening to my music because this man said I was whack. So I actually owe you a solid.
I appreciate
it. You
that.
A solid. You know what I'm saying?
Your mom used to give me little subliminal bars. He'd be like, don't worry if I can rap if you bleach your skin.
He's right about that. He's right about junk. That, though.
I would always listen.
Oh, for sure, though. That's what I'm saying. But that's what, and that's what I learned. This is what I learned, and this is what I learned to appreciate. I'm like, the fact that he even took the 3 minutes, and it's honestly, the best thing for me is to know where somebody stands. Like, whether you stand on the opposition or you with me, if I know where you stand, I could deal with you as a man. And I respected that. I told Tiana that. I said, no matter what we done went through, me and him or me and Envy, whatever words we done had.
Wait,
I'm
you
like,
and Envy had a problem too?
Yeah, no, Envy started, it wasn't even about the boss. It was just Envy started it with saying that I said something about the kids.
Nope.
Wasn't that, about that after
wait,
a game.
What
he
happened?
said after a game, I had an appearance.
Wouldn't talk to the kids.
And I wouldn't talk to the kids.
Mom said, kids in Chicago.
After the game, never had an appearance. We've never had an appearance after a Knick game. You said after the Knick game.
Stop saying energy. Come on. Let's tell the story.
Come on. Because light skin is losing right now.
The New York Knicks were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? Kids went in there to take pictures, and Amon was the only person that would not sign an autograph or take a picture. That's what I said.
Damn, this never happened.
I'm going to tell you how I know. Because it was my son.
This never happened.
It did. Because he was like, Dad, you know who's the only person that didn't take a picture? I'm like, who? He was like, Amon. He got pictures with LeBron, with Kyrie, with Melo. Who was the only person that didn't take a picture? And that's what I said. I said, damn.
I said that don't sound like Amon.
Listen, you want to know how that
came? And the crew walked him in.
That's the Cleveland Cavaliers. I was on the Knicks, bro.
No, it was a Knicks game.
You just named a bunch of Cleveland Cavaliers.
I said Melo. Knicks versus Cleveland Cavaliers.
He said he got pictures
Cavaliers.
With LeBron. He got pictures with
Kyrie.
Melo.
It was the Knicks versus the Cleveland Cavaliers in Madison Square Garden.
You said after the game, the
why
kids had an appearance.
Why you ain't take the pick, Amon? You don't like light-skinned kids?
After the game.
Listen. You don't like little beige kids?
She'll tell you. Clue walked them into the locker room.
If it's people come in after a game, before a game, I'm locked in. You are not allowed to come talk to me. Kids are always good with us, G. Always.
Well, his son do look like an adult.
Like, I used to be sitting there kicking. Like, Melo, I was the rookie. Melo used to have me sitting there kicking it with his son. I got his son. I got D-Wade's son.
I'm telling you what he told me.
That's what I said.
You were the only one that didn't have a picture.
Listen.
And
I'm going to be honest.
Kid.
I'm starting to think it's Envy's kids because a lot of people do not like to take pictures.
Listen up.
Chris Rock did not want to take a picture with your kids.
If he's saying it's his kid that said it, I ain't going to sit up here and say no kid lying or nothing like that. But I'm telling you right now, I don't believe that I said to your kid, I don't want to take a picture with him or I swerved him or anything like that.
We need Logan to clear
I just himself. Think something happened where I was doing something or I was mad or anything could have happened.
Maybe he was mad. Maybe
I don't know what happened.
Get on the line. Call Logan right now.
I don't remember what happened, but I'm telling you, I have never gone out of my way to tell. I can't tell a kid no. It'll make me feel terrible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Drake's alleged baby mama's kid said that you was daddy.
I'm sorry, Tiana.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But no, that's what I said on there. It was after the game.
He said he
took a picture with everybody, and he said, "Mom, take a picture."
And now that you give him more information, saying it was your son, and your son said that. Honestly, I'll take the picture with your son. I don't know what happened, but I know when you said
no more.
That's fine. I just know after games, we don't have appearances on the court. That's what it was told on when you said it. You said it was an appearance after the game, and that they were supposed to take pictures and Iman didn't want to take pictures with the kids.
Y'all both need to stop messing with Iman, man.
No, but that's what I'm saying. This is why it happened like this, because me and him never got to have a face-to-face conversation, and he didn't want to sit there and say, you know, man, you supposed to do this with my son.
You know, he was planning to walk out, but
that's what I'm saying. He could have.
Remember how he walked out on Dean's and Merrill? He was like, I'm going to walk out on.
Oh, no, that's funny.
I've seen him several times.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I've always respected y'all, because y'all have never ran away from a face-to-face conversation. I could respect any man that could have a face-to-face conversation.
All right, we got more with Iman Shumpert. Matter of fact, let's get into his joint. Iman, introduce your joint.
Hey, man, right now you're listening to Iman. Critical. Don't be
like
too critical of me.
Hey, man, when he say play it now, let me get it together.
Oh, no, we're going to play Critical, man. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Charlamagne going to listen to it.
Off that substance abuse.
Off substance abuse, man. Y'all go listen to the whole project, download it, stream it, show some love. You love
me. That was Iman Shumpert with Critical. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Iman Shumpert's here. Charlamagne?
Are you afraid of the reality show curse? They say people get divorced and stuff like that.
I was. I ain't gonna lie. When that story dropped and they said that, I'm like, gee, they trying to do it. They trying to do it.
They said we canceled the show. Because we started filming.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, we filmed late. Gee, I only get 2 months off. Like, I'm not finna hop on the internet and explain everything every time. But I'm like, damn, gee, she went through my phone, my secret phone.
You had a secret phone?
No, that was the story.
You see what I'm saying? Oh.
The story was that the show got cut short because we didn't
have a
phone.
He said what he said. The lie is better than the truth, man.
Yeah, the truth. Nobody cares about the truth. They did say he had a secret phone.
They said I had a secret one. She found it, went through it, and knew everything.
Did y'all have that?
You don't look too sure, Tiana.
Don't play
did
with
he have a secret phone?
Oh, baby, I never went through no motherfucking secret phone. Okay? Don't ever compare me to anybody else. Maybe like, this person did this, this person did that. He's still alive because he's been behaving himself.
This is not a
situation where I'm being naive or I'm being this, I'm being that. Always tell him to keep it a buck with me. If I hear something, I don't call him a curse. I'm just like, babe, here go another one. What happened this day? Was you there? Did you just let me know. You f***ing bitch your rookie year so I know how to respond. You know what I mean? So I'm all for it because I can't control what you did before me.
But it is a stereotype that all ball players cheat, though.
For sure, though.
Yeah. That's true.
For sure, though. But that's what I'm saying. But what the world has to understand is all men, we supposed to go do whatever we supposed to do until a woman comes and changes that.
That's a fact.
Like, stop acting like girls want a dude that never got a girl.
That, too.
Nobody wants...
You don't get no hoes, I'm out.
You see what I'm saying? But it's like, what woman wants a dude that can walk in the party and nobody say nothing?
Right. So that's why you got naked for the fade video, too? Because you like, yo...
Honestly, G, anything that's going to put my wife in the right light, I'm down for.
Word.
Ass...
Another reason why I be understanding like some of the rumors and I be having to take that L sometimes is because like he's one of them people that was like underrated sexy. Like he's not a show off, he just play ball, he do what he do. Underrated sexy, yeah. I turned you into a sex symbol.
Yeah,
for sure.
Say it all the time.
For sure.
I upgraded you.
I'm just telling you, T. Watch out, man. That's the second time you asked about your man naked. The second time.
Man, shut up.
All right. Why does have a great body.
Why is Shorty, though? What is Shorty? Oh,
he
man.
He does have a great body. I'm surprised he even got a shirt on in here. Get on Leon.
I don't wear. First of all, I don't wear shirts because it'd be hot. Like, I don't be out here.
Do you be insecure when Tiana be posting those pictures on Instagram?
I mean, I kind of got to deal with it now.
Yeah. But Iman, do you mind if your teammates, can they double tap your teammates and be like, and put the eyes?
No, they can't put eyes. That's a lie.
But they can double tap.
Yeah, they're being supportive.
No, I know good and well.
That's what I'm saying. If she posts a picture and it's just her on a regular day and it's, you know, she look real fire. I don't know if you should be liking that one. When she did that post for Carl Kanai, and it's like, this is a photo shoot for this brand, and the cakes is out. Yeah, go ahead and like it.
What if you have a game against another team, and the whole team said, we're going to double tap?
I know that's bait.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. There's always a tunnel conversation.
Do y'all check each other DMs?
have his Instagram password.
Yeah, I don't check her.
I'd be all up and throughout the motherfucking DM. Sometimes I'd be responding.
I'd rather not go.
You know what, though? The funny thing about my wife responded one time on mine, and she forgot to change it back, and it was really her responding on her. So it was like, it was one of my friend's girls, and she was like, smiley face or kissy face, and it just looks, it was actually Pro Style's wife. And it made me feel bad because it was coming from her, but it looked like it was coming from me. I was like,
And then you can't delete it because then that look even more suspicious.
Yeah, that look crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, my wife got mine too. Look.
Boom, you give up. Give up. That's what I did.
Nah. Faithful male community,
I
baby.
I gave up hope, bro.
Faithful male community.
And how he just did that, that's what I did. I said, babe, listen, we was in New York during Fashion Week. All that was coming out. They was pulling out old pictures with me with that. I said, babe, honestly.
I ain't going front. I just be in his DMs.
But listen, though.
The naked hoes.
Oh, for sure, though. For sure, though. I get a lot of that.
Bill.
I do.
Who's
she
bad,
Bill?
I thought you were going to just say bad.
Don't do that. Nah.
Bad Bill. That's
all.
Oh, my God, babe. Put some clothes back on.
That's all.
That's
cap. I'll pull it up. I'll pull a couple of them,
bro. You don't get no hoes. I go through the DMs, my and I be in the DMs like, this is what you pulling. I go to my DMs with all the bad bitches in my DMs. Like, me.
That's how I go.
Do y'all tell each other when somebody tries to holler?
Y'all lucky. Y'all ain't got no Samsung charger, huh? Because I'm burnt right
Nobody
now.
Even has a Samsung. Nobody even has a Samsung.
Why you got a Samsung,
put
my
it
G?
Because they kept hacking my iPhone. And iPhone had no answers for why they hacking me. That's how she started getting my password.
Oh, that was your excuse?
They hacked. No.
Oh, maybe that was Tiana
That's
hacking
That's what I'm saying.
You.
Y'all think it's a game. Maybe
you
it was. Whoever was hacking me.
You gave me your password.
Listen,
her
and Karen Stibble. So they hacked me, and then I had 25 DMs out, and this is no way for me.
Karen
to
was the main one
statement.
Helping
anyway,
him.
It was 25 DMs to, you know, some white models that it was all the same thing. It was a corny line, but
it looked like it came from you.
It didn't look like it came from you.
But
it was in my account. But
I
it was
said,
like
if he cheat on you with a white girl.
I'm not gonna say like hey baby. Like I'm not going.
Right. Hey,
it
baby.
Was like hey baby with a wink. But it was the same message to like 25 different girls. So if I need to go get some outside box, that's how I do it.
I'm a DM
Joe.
Probably so.
But for real though, babe, that make me look like a lame. Like that's these new 2018 people
that's real.
I don't DM to get no girl.
You
Joe.
On the road all the time.
It ain't about that.
First of all, we do it everywhere. He don't even need to go get it nowhere else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It ain't
about that. But I'm saying to approach a woman, that's never been my get down to approach a woman through the internet.
Right.
And it's like when that comes out that's how I'm moving, that's what irked me more than the rumor. Cause I'm like, I know my wife got all my, she can go through whatever. So she ain't tripping. I ain't gonna worry about that foundation. But I am mad. The only thing I'm mad about my name being involved is like, y'all really think?
Because they believe the lies more than the truth. That's automatically biased.
You think I'm a lame, Joe? You think I'm lame?
I hope you as clean as you say you are.
I'm a lame.
Because if you not, you gonna be a meme like a mother.
You can meme me. That's what I'm saying. Meme me.
After this interview right here, you cannot get caught doing no dirt. You know who did that?
How about just don't do it?
Remember when Kevin Hart came up here and Kev was all, what's my rib and my baby and all of this and that?
Yeah.
He had to come right back up here and clean it up.
Ooh, that's what I'm saying.
Good, man.
I think he's part of the FMC.
Like I tell you.
I think he's part of the FMC.
Like I tell you. Listen. At the end of the day, no matter what goes on, I know what women is doing it for. You either trying to clout chase or you trying to get a bag
to get, right.
Dog, do you realize how many women have sent pictures, sent it to me, sent it to her, and then they ask for 10 bands? Can I get 2,300? 2,300, that sound like
rent. Random number.
Come pay your tuition.
Yeah, that sound like you went through your phone, you like, oh, I got this old picture of him, I got an old picture of this NBA player, I got this football player, I got this, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's what girls do, cool. It was a time that I wasn't, you know what I mean? I wasn't in my right mind. Yeah, I was doing some dumb shit. Cool.
I can tell you don't cheat now.
Don't violate.
You're arrested.
It's just, you see what I'm saying? I can't have.
FYI, Charlamagne just stopped cheating 2 years ago, okay?
So what? Why you judging me?
But that's what I'm saying.
He did not.
That's like somebody saying you cheat. That's like somebody saying that you cheated in the morning time.
Not Iman.
No, you didn't. You was up here. That's what it be a lot of the time. That's what be saving
it. It was that one time I used to sleep over here, right?
Shorty.
And I used to sleep on this air mattress. And one time I came in there and it was like a brown spot, right? And I looked at the brown spot, I thought it was coffee.
Yes.
But it wasn't coffee.
It was just Charlamagne's butt.
Charlamagne knocked the girl off on my air mattress and it was blood.
Why are you bringing up old war stories
about
me?
You ran a red light?
Nah, just, you know.
So why was it blood on?
I knocked it on.
Or you popped a cherry?
Just knocked it on.
He took a virgin.
That's all. Just knocked it on.
That's
or it could have just been some.
He didn't even tell me. He let me sleep in that thinking it was coffee.
By the way, this was 2011. Everybody's energy was different in 2011.
Okay. And this is how I know.
And Envy tasted it. Like
I did not taste coffee.
When he first told the story, he said he tasted it. I promise you. I remember that too. Yeah.
When he first told the story. Why would I taste some bad coffee?
I don't know.
I might have smelled it, but I didn't taste it.
I remember that. He said he tasted it in 2011. He changed the story over the years when he found out it was blood.
So was it coffee or catfish?
You know what?
I was saying, you didn't get a whiff of it?
I smelled it. It was like, you know, it smells like
coffee.
And this is how I know. But Charlamagne is the cheapest I know. He was like, yo, I'll buy you a new air mattress. He ain't going to buy me nothing. That's how I know it's blood.
2011, man. I was a different person.
What's crazy is that's a serious story.
It wasn't no damn 2011.
It's a real story.
Yes, that was 2011.
We really banged out in the studio.
In the studio. On the air mattress. Oh, it was bad. We were savages.
So was it virgin blood or was it...
That's what I'm saying.
Or was it blood from you?
Yeah, it was wilding. It was my birthday. No, I'm drunk and high in the office.
Sound like that.
It ain't that much banging in this water to make a bitch bleed like that.
That red dot came.
She got me, T? You think she got me?
Yes.
Damn.
She knew it.
She probably was on a period where she still was kind of thirsty to...
It was like her second to last day. Yeah. She thought that it'd be spotting.
She wasn't no virgin. She ain't lose her virginity on the air mattress.
No, a period don't stop nothing but a sentence.
She thought it was spotting that day. And
you did a period before. I'm not.
All right.
Oh, we want plenty of red lights.
Yeah.
The shower, lay a towel down, no matter where it's going on.
No, lay a towel down, absolutely.
I'll run the regular red if it's, well, I don't care.
That's right. That's your wife. Why not?
No, she just don't stink.
She just don't stink.
You know, straight up, I'll be honest.
I like to smell good.
I thank you, Amon, for joining us. Make sure you pick up his album, Substance Abuse, right now. And thank you, TT, for stopping through. All right, up next is The Rumors Don't Move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Drake was caught comment creeping on Instagram. Up-and-coming rapper Smiley61st posted on Instagram, and Drake was in his comments. He put, "Black Benz, no friends." Of course, people spotted him in the comments and started asking, "When's the reply coming? Congrats on the baby." And then Drake wrote, "Nobody really know what I've been through."
He didn't post that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he sure did. On Smiley 61st.
Come on.
It could be lyrics from a song. It could be anything. So we don't know what that even means.
It's probably lyrics from a song. When you're beige and you just took an L in a rap battle, you should not be posting "Nobody knows what I've been through." You've been through nothing. It's just a little rap battle, okay? You got washed.
We don't know what he's been through. He might have been through pain.
I do know what he's been through the past week. It's called karma.
We're talking about his life.
All right, it's called karma. Same thing that happened to Meek when he got at Meek is the same thing that happened
to
him.
Leave my beige amigo alone.
All right, Kim Kardashian. Well, first let's talk about Jamie Foxx. Now, Jamie Foxx recently did an interview, and he talks about having been on medication himself and kind of gone through a similar experience as what Kanye has gone through. Here's what he said.
I know Kanye don't come from a bad place.
Right.
And when he talked about the drugs, the mental drugs, I've had an episode of that.
Really?
So when he was talking about, yo, I went in for 2 pills and the 7 pills, that's real. And when that is happening, I was lucky enough to have people like my sister, like my family say, yo, you can't go out right now because you talking crazy.
Wow.
My little situation, I thought everybody here renamed everything in the world. Like,
really?
This was a donkey, this was Nicaragua. I mean, I'm like, what the f-? I'm going, you know, doing the wrong shit at the club, whatever it was.
So I guess he can relate and say that maybe Kanye was on medication and it made him say some things off the wall.
Oh, listen, man, if white people are using mental illness for Roseanne, I guess we can use that for Kanye, too.
Well, Kanye definitely has been on medication. So, you know, it's not anything that he's just using. Now, Kim Kardashian also talks about how she feels about Kanye singing about the issues in their marriage on the album, on his new album, Ye. And in particular, the song Wouldn't Leave. Here's what she had to say about that.
I mean, like, that's not stuff we put on social media. But yeah, we have those moments. And that was the one song that he didn't really play for me until last minute. Oh. So it meant a lot to me. We have different views sometimes. We have different things. But that's my husband.
All right, here's a song in case you didn't remember.
They said, build your own. I said, how sway. I said, slavery a choice. They said, how yay. Just imagine if they caught me on a wild day.
Now I'm on 50 blogs, getting 50 calls. My wife calling, screaming, say we about to lose it all. Had to calm her down because she couldn't breathe. Told her she could leave me now, but she wouldn't leave.
All right, so that's
tough tune, man.
She's talking about now. Issa Rae, in the meantime, was at the CFDA Awards, and as she was hosting, she had this to say about Kanye.
You know, when I'm left to my own devices, I'm about as fashionable as Kanye is black. Only when it's convenient. You guys, that joke was my choice, just like slavery. Come on. He has a number one album. He's all right.
Drop on the clues bombs for Issa Rae. You know what made that situation that much more sweet?
That Kim Kardashian was there and getting the influencer award.
Oh, man. For everybody who got their panties in a bunch over that, relax. It's a joke. Okay? It's a joke. All right.
Can't wait for Insecure. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving your donkey to?
For after the hour, we need to have a conversation on why stupid people shouldn't procreate. I'm serious about this. We'll talk about it.
Okay. We'll do that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 6th, goes to a 24-year-old man named Ryan Barr. Now, Ryan Barr is a prime example as to why everybody shouldn't be allowed to procreate. Okay, if you have ever seen the 2006 film Idiocracy starring Luke Wilson and Maya Rudolph, then you need to really watch that movie if you haven't, okay, and witness what will happen to the world if we don't stop stupid people from breeding. Okay, if we don't stop the donkeys among us from having babies, we are headed toward a country full of anti-intellectualism, a country devoid of intellectual curiosity and social responsibility. I am dead serious. Okay, I think that you should not be able to have babies unless you pass some sort of IQ test. Not just intellectual IQ, but emotional IQ. And if you don't pass either one of those tests, you should have to go to classes until you prove yourself intellectually sound enough to raise a child. I am serious. Okay, because what we have now is a society where dumb men marry dumb women and have dumb kids. Okay, the kids don't start off dumb, but they get dumb because the parents eventually pass that lack of knowledge on to their youth. Now, this guy Ryan Barr was trying to teach his 3-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter a lesson. Let me tell you something. Nothing good happens when stupid people try to look and sound smart. Okay, so whenever a dumb person tells you that they want to teach you something, you should run. Sadly, these kids couldn't run from the lesson their father was trying to teach them because they're only 3 and 2. Please go to WTRF-TV-CBS for the report, please.
24-year-old Ryan Barr in jail after throwing his 3-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter in a dryer. Staff at McNinch Elementary saw this in a Snapchat video and contacted school resource officer Marshall County Sheriff's Deputy Travis Mirando. Barr reportedly puts his daughter inside the dryer, shutting the door while she screams, then reportedly puts his son in the dryer, turns it on, and watches while he spins. According to the criminal complaint, Barr told Deputy Mirando he was trying to teach his son to not be scared. Barr did turn himself into the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. He is charged with one count of child neglect with the significant chance of bodily injury, being held on a $50,000 bond. He could face 1 to 5 years in the state penitentiary if convicted.
I say give them all 5. Now, I know a lot of you are probably upset that I said dumb people shouldn't be allowed to procreate. Well, let me just remind you of the gist of this story. Ryan put his kids in the dryer because he was trying to teach them how not to be scared. Not just put him in the dryer, he actually hit spin. Now, I can't remember being 3 or 2, but I do know at that age, kids love their parents and daughters love their daddy. I know because I have 2 beautiful little girls, a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old. And as a father, my job is to protect and provide. I would think that it's a sense of security daddy provides for his kids, okay? If we raise our voices, they get shook. So imagine if, as a father, you grabbed your kids and put them in a dryer. And hit spin. A dryer, a big-ass machine that's dark on the inside. Dryers sound scary when they got clothes in them. You ever put clothes in the dryer before you went to bed and then woke up in the middle of the night because you hear some noise and be a little shook until you realize it's the dryer? My 2-year-old daughter is still slightly scared of the dryer. If she don't know where that noise is coming from, she's a kid. She jumps at the dryer. She jumps at the vacuum cleaner. She jumps at the blender. She jumps at the garage, the garbage disposal. All those things make strange noises. So why, oh, why would you grab a kid and put her inside of what she's afraid of? Now, I have, you know, took my 2-year-old daughter and showed her what I do with the blender. Yes, I'm making my protein shake. No need to be afraid of this. Baby, come help me make it, okay? Let her know what the vacuum cleaner is so she's not afraid. But I'm not going to take my child and put them inside a dryer to teach them
not to be afraid. Okay, human beings fear what they don't understand. And there's not a human being on this planet, regardless of age, who would not be afraid if they were placed inside a dryer and somebody hit spin. Okay? Being inside a dryer is outside the realm of my understanding, so of course I would be afraid. I'm getting anxiety right now thinking about being placed inside of a dryer. So why in the hell would Ryan think that this was a good way to teach his kids not to be afraid? I'll tell you why. Because the movie Idiocracy is becoming real life. Just listen. This is happening.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
This is when I agree with Thanos, okay? This is when I would either be Thanos or be a part of Thanos' team, the Black Order. But I don't want to wipe out half the population simply because it's just too many people on the planet. But I do think we can trim the fat when it comes to ignorance in this country. How many Infinity Stones do I have to collect to simply snap my fingers and make the dumb amongst us disappear? Please give Ryan Barr the biggest hee-haw, please. And I hope he gets all 5 years.
He should get all 5 years for that.
And I hope somebody puts his ass to the sprint cycle in prison.
That would be all punishment.
Right, then. All right. I'm going to put this penis inside you.
All what? Right.
Teach you about all fear.
All right.
Thank you what? For that, Donkey Today, Charlamagne.
Are you reliving something? All right. Thank you for that, Donkey Today. Up next, Ask Ye. Not Ask Ye. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now. She'll help you with all your problems, your situations, your relationships, all that good stuff. All right, hit her up right now. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. What's your question for Yee?
So my question for Yee is, I've been best friends with my best friend for over 10 years, and he was in a relationship with this dude who wasn't quite fond of me, and we ended up getting in a physical altercation. They broke up, got back together in a week, and now he's hitting me up almost a year later, letting me know that they're done and he wants to try to work things out with me as friends again. But I just felt like he put me in a compromising situation and he didn't have my back after. He just condoned what his boyfriend was doing at the time, and I just thought that was pretty up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a very loyal friend to me. Why did y'all get into a physical altercation?
My best friend at the time, he found out that his man was pretty much cheating on him, and we went to go like meet up. Things weren't supposed to get this way, but they ended up turning physical, unfortunately, and I'm not proud of it. I even reached out and apologized just to kind of like throw water on, like water under the bridge. I'm over it. And he still wasn't like having it, and I was like, okay, I said my piece. I feel like I did my part as a friend and by apologizing and stating where I was wrong.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he knows that he put me in that situation, so he's very honest about that. But he still didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that because, you know, one of the main things about having somebody who is your best friend is they're supposed to always have your back no matter what, especially because you were really defending him.
Right.
It feels like when you got into this altercation, it's not like you were drunk and you just got a little crazy and he was mad at you. You know, how can you trust somebody and how can you call someone your best friend when they turn their back on you when things got a little crazy with their relationship? And people do make this mistake a lot. They put their relationship before their friendship because he probably was getting pressure from his boyfriend. And so sometimes people mistake that, you know, they think they're in love with somebody, not knowing that our friendships last forever. Sometimes our relationships, as you can see, don't even last that long, right?
Exactly.
I think
so you're gonna put 10 plus years of friendship over a year and a half of some dude that kind of made your life miserable, in my opinion, and his opinion, too.
Right.
And then you're still, you know.
But sometimes we lose ourselves in a relationship and we make mistakes based on that, and we're supposed to learn from our mistakes. Well, I'll just say this. If you miss somebody's friendship and you feel like it's worth getting it back, because friends do F up, I think it's worth you trying to see if y'all can at least, you know, maybe you won't be best friends and maybe your relationship will never be the same again, but if you miss him, then I do feel like, you know, sometimes we do messed up things when we're in relationships. I know I've neglected my friends. I had a best friend who was a guy, and his girlfriend didn't like me. And I told him, you know what? I don't want to get in the middle of your relationship, so I'm going to just chill and y'all handle things. And when they broke up, he apologized to me, and he knew that he had made a mistake. So we have to be forgiving of people sometimes, but at the same time, we can't let them back in the same way. So I say just give it some time, give him a chance, slowly but surely, and see if he can prove himself, but be on guard.
All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Anonymous.
All right, what's up, bro? What's your question for you?
I'm having some relationship issues. Mm-hmm. I got my wife and my side chick, and I'm torn between the two.
Okay.
I care about my side chick deeply, but my wife has been there since the beginning. We've been together 14 years.
So what's the question? If your wife has been with you for 14 years and you just care about your side chick deeply?
I'm debating divorce.
Wow, so you would leave your wife for your side chick, and then when that doesn't work out, you probably want to go back to your wife, huh? You know, what's the problem with your wife that you feel like you would want to leave her?
She's mean. Rattlesnake mean.
She's what?
Like,
mean. He said mean.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you, Anonymous. You're probably not paying enough attention to your wife because you're too focused on your side chick. And I'm sure as a woman, she can feel that. And that's not a great feeling. So I don't know how you expect her.
She was mean before I got my side chick.
Okay.
Ever since my son turned about 4.
And have you been any different? Because, you know, sometimes we say somebody's different, but we're different also.
No, I go to work, come home. Well, I used to come home. I mean,
and now you don't come home at all. So you feel like your relationship has run its course. I'm going to just say this. Don't leave your wife for another woman. Leave your wife because you all aren't getting along. Forget the other woman. Think about your relationship. Is this relationship worth something salvaging for you? If it is, then you should focus on trying to do that and forget your whole other relationship. If it doesn't work out with your wife, it's because of that. It's not because you're going to leave her for another woman. You got to focus on just what's going on between the two of you. Forget about that. Think about your relationship. What can I be doing to work on it? Because a marriage does take work. Can you do anything to try to fix it? Have you tried to fix it? Or are you just fixing it by going off and sleeping with another woman so that you're not mad at home and not having issues at home?
For the first few years, I was trying to fix it. I mean, I was humbling down, trying to do what she wants, you know, but it's always directives.
Okay.
There's no.
If you feel like you don't want to be with your wife anymore and there's no way to fix it and you're very unhappy in that relationship, then it's not fair for your wife for you to stay with her and not let her move on with her life also. If you don't want to be with her because of those reasons, then you guys need to figure out what you're going to do to move forward so she can move forward as well. But forget about the side chick stuff. That has nothing to do with what goes on between you and your wife.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Ye.
All right, ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can hit Ye up. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Michael B. Jordan. He did an interview, sit down with Issa Rae, and he talks about a lot of things like auditioning for roles written for white men.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Breakfast Club, good morning.
Do you think Drake thinks Pusha T's diss was part of God's plan?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Somebody should ask him that.
He has to think that.
Everything happens for a reason.
Tweet it to him.
Well, I think that, you know, good things that happen to you in your life are God. Bad things that happen to you are because of a poor choice you probably made.
Oh, it's also maybe part of God's plan to save you from something else.
True indeed. That is true. Everything happens for a reason. That's what I always say.
Hey, man, whatever you got to do to make it the
you
best
might not
out of
know it
situation.
At the time.
That's right.
Lemonade.
All right. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Will Smith.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
I'm not even going to lie. I've been liking Will Smith as a rapper again. Mm-hmm. Now, he posted a clip where he's basically on his son, Jaden Smith's song with Nicki Jam. It's an Icon remix. Check it out.
Boy, you know why you was an icon living? You was born from an icon living. Messed around, married me, an icon living. Tequila, then we made some icon children. You was raised in an icon village. Work hard, then raise the icon ceiling. One day I'ma hand you all the icon filling. And bounce, I'ma be an icon chilling. Un icono que siempre se colazo. Por eso tú me latito mi caso. No quiero que me hables de fracaso.
come lo que quieres que yo arraso.
Okay, Will
Smith.
He sound
better than you, Emmy.
I'm not a Latino, but I don't even know what he said, but it sounded good.
I already told y'all the reasoning for this,
popping.
Man. The Fresh Prince was a dope rapper. Will Smith was a rock rapper. Fresh Prince was Parents Just Don't Understand, Nightmare on My Street, Summertime. Will Smith was getting jiggy with it, Wild Wild West, but he's found the balance between the Fresh Prince and the Will Smith at his age now. How old is Will now?
About 45, I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's found the balance between the two, man.
I'm not going to lie. That was popping.
He's snapping.
That was good. The other freestyle he did, a week ago was dope, too.
And he needed to do a song with Cardi B or something, though.
And once again, I'll repeat this. Jaden Smith.
Or Miguel, because Miguel's doing a Spanish album.
He is? Mm-hmm. Jaden Smith is the Gandhi of our time, too. Drop on the clues bomb for the Smiths. You know I'm a Pinky Smith, Winfrey Knowles Carter.
So you moved out at 15 as well?
No, I didn't have the money.
Jaden Smith moved out when he was 15.
Yeah, because he had the money too.
All right, Michael B. Jordan. You know, Variety is doing this Actors on Actors host series, and they had Michael B. Jordan sit down and do an interview with Issa. They're interviewing each other. And here's what he had to say. He said he really only wanted to audition for white roles.
What? Like right around the time like Fruitvale Station kind of went down, like I told my agents, I was like, I don't want to go out for any role that's written for African Americans. I want to go for any like white males. That's it. That's all I want to do, because me playing that role is going to make it what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want any pre-biased, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of on the character. You know, people, you know, sometimes writers write what they know, what their encounters of us would be, and that's a slight bias. I just always wanted to go out for those roles because it was just playing people.
Wow, Michael B. Jordan then came up
with
a sneaky way to get next to more white women.
Shut up, man.
Go out for roles made for white men, because if the role is for a white man, then the female lead will probably be a white woman. Wow, Michael.
All right,
he want to be Agent Ross over Killmonger. No, you don't, Michael.
You stop it.
I'm trying to sound sexy flexy.
Leave him alone.
Nobody wanted to be Agent Ross. You want to be Killmonger. Knock it off, Michael.
All right, now, another couple in this series, coupling, was John Legend and Tiffany Haddish. And John Legend was telling Tiffany Haddish about his first time seeing her perform.
Now, the first time I saw you, do you remember when we met the first time?
At the
comedy club.
Yeah, at the comedy club.
We had just saw your set, and we walked out after your set because we felt like we didn't need to see anybody else because you were amazing.
Yeah.
And it was me and my wife. We walked out, and you were standing there, and we greeted you for a second, told you how much we loved your set. And I told Chrissy, I was like, I feel like she's going to be famous. I'm not trying to act like I'm a scout or anything. Like, I know comedy, but now you're famous.
Hello. I made it.
Tiffany said, Tiffany should have said, so why you ain't put me in nothing then? You got a production company. You got TV shows and stuff. Why you ain't put me
Everything
in nothing?
Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, okay.
God's plan.
God's plan.
All right. All right. And let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres. She had a 9-year-old rapper named Young Dylan come on the show. He's talking about his upcoming music career. Now, I want to see what y'all think. I love things like this. I think it's so cute. He actually did a whole cover of Kendrick Lamar's Be Humble.
I remember serve sandwiches and creme brulee with this finesse. No, no, what's some kind of fix, but now counting this. Palmer Joe on my account, that lives in fact, I'm done with this. Who say what my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid funny analyst.
I thought that was cute. Don't be a jerk, Charlamagne. It's cute. Young Dylan, 9 years old.
I'm
going
to be honest. I looked over my shoulder. And I saw the TV and I saw that he was black. So drop on the clues bombs for Dylan.
No.
I want you to have that same energy.
Nope.
You was going to have 10 seconds ago.
Drop on the clues
bombs for Dylan. Nope.
Okay.
10 seconds ago. You had a different
energy. I just want to say one
had
thing.
That same energy.
I saw Charlamagne mouth the words, okay. Get the fart
that's
ready.
That's before I knew he was black.
That's what you said. Charlamagne said, get the fart ready.
I didn't know he was black.
I wanted you to have that same energy.
I didn't know he was black.
That you had 10 seconds ago.
No.
Nasty, but 9 years old.
I know, for 9 year old.
I didn't know he was black.
He's 9 years old.
I thought he was other.
And shout out to my guy. And shout out to my guy, Nori. He just texted me and said, don't forget who introduced reggaeton to America.
Drop on the clues bombs for N-O-R-E.
N-O-R-E.
Who introduced reggaeton to America?
He said he did.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go watch On the Run Eating on Complex right now. Okay?
Well, him and Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yankee too, Nori. Daddy Yankee too.
I don't know nothing about no reggaeton.
You don't? I like
no,
reggaeton.
No, I'm reggaeton deaf.
Reggaeton.
I have no idea.
Reggaeton. Remember at Rockefeller they had a reggaeton artist?
No.
Nori,
that was it.
No, they had another one.
Ooh.
I gotta remember his name.
Nori!
That's all I remember.
No,
Nori.
They had another reggaeton artist.
Nori, who? Oh, he texted me too. Let me see.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Oh, he said the same thing to me too.
Yeah, it's me too.
Drop on the clues, mom, for Nori again, goddamn.
Yeah, me too.
Salute to the drink.
What's up, Nori? All right, now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice. Make sure you wanna hear something, hit us up right now. Also, Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.